Frances Casario is one of my heroines. She was a peasant woman from a Sicilian village called Ciara. She was the first woman ever to bring Sicily's mafia to justice. She was the mother of Salvatore Cannavale, who was a trade unionist. He was murdered in March 1955 by the mafia for organizing the first peasant movement in a feudal village which had remained unchanged for centuries. It appears that the symbols of his killing were typical. Two bullet holes in the head, one in the mouth, and complete disfiguration, which were signs of contempt. I was living in Rome in 1959 and knew the writer Carlo Levi, who supported Francesca's fight for justice. And he wrote, "This is what this woman has made of herself in one day. Tears are no longer tears, but words. And words are stones." It was Carlo Levi who brought Francesca Saria to my house one evening in Rome. She was a slight lady. The traditional mourning shawl, which framed her features and pinned to her chest, hung a pendant of her dead son. She had earned her living picking olives, almonds, peas, according to the season. The Siar peasants who sowed the corn took no share in the olive harvest. Cannavale demanded that the olive gathering should be done by the peasants who grew the corn and that their share be 60%. The organized peasants won, which offended the mafia, who made threats against Salvatore Cannavale. He wrote to Palermo, held meetings attacking the mafia, and was finally killed going to work. For the first time in Sicilian history, Salvatore's mother explicitly denounced the mafia in the Palermo court. I was invited to attend one of these hearings and saw the accused men sitting in a cage at the side of the courtroom. At the first trial, they were found guilty. At the retrial, all were acquitted for lack of proof. Signora Francesca Saria lived for another 50 years and has become a legend in Italy. She was compared to Antigone in her fight for justice.